Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the men's room.
Bow, wow, how.
Hola. Hola.
Stacy, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah, 50-50.
All right, not sober.
50-50, I like
it. I'm just going to play it like a cop. All right, our men's room poll, you're going to give up one for Lynn. Pillow, socks, toothpaste, or deodorant?
Got to be deodorant.
All right.
Okay. More musky bubbles. All right. Your question. What comedian provided the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
Ooh. And the Toy Story.
What's that?
And the Toy Story.
And he kind of looks like Mr. Potato Head, to be honest with you.
Paul Lynde.
Wow. John Goodman?
Don Rickles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paul Lynde. Wow, man. That is a.
Paul Lynde.
He was. Most wow. people know him as the center square on Hollywood Squares.
Stacey, how old
in
are you?
The 70s.
You got to be in your 60s, right?
62.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, Paul Lynde, man. Wow. Damn. I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's a name I haven't heard in
quite some time.
All right. Your question. What mammal falls 6 feet to the ground when born?
Giraffe.
Got it. Did a quick math. Nice job. Nice job.
That's such a weird thing. Like, they don't squat down or nothing. Like, if you're going to be a giraffe and you're going to be born, mama just drops you straight.
Also, it takes them a while to get up.
Well, you just drop their ass on the ground.
It's, it's a brand new animal.
I know, but most, other than humans,
right.
Most mammals that are born can walk.
Well, horses like, take a minute, right?
I think that, I think the horse or like a little calf from a cow, it still takes
a minute. Yeah, the tall ones, you know, the tall guys.
Still short, faster
short,
than
short
us.
Guys pop right up. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. We take forever to do a lot of things.
Well, technically, we didn't walk at the beginning.
No, but I mean, once we knew, like, all right, look, your legs are made for walking.
But
now.
You got to
like,
learn how to do
that. What's taking this kid so long?
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803
Big
Rock.
Dummy!
And then we can walk. You start asking questions like, hey, do you know where our kid is? Like, nope. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Joe, are you sober or not sober?
I am decidedly not sober.
All right, Joe, good for you. Okay, Joe, what are you giving up for Lent? Pillows, socks, toothpaste, or deodorant?
I had to give up deodorant a few years ago because it gave me a rash, so I'm giving up socks.
All right.
Okay.
Was it every type of deodorant?
Every time I tried.
Okay, all right.
All right, Joe, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Electrophobia is the fear of what bird? Turkeys, ducks, owls, or chickens?
Say the word again. Electrophobia?
Electrophobia. A-L-E-K-T-O-R-O phobia. Electrophobia. So turkeys, ducks, owls, or chickens.
The choices were?
Turkeys, ducks, owls, or chickens.
I'm going to go owls.
I'll go chickens.
It is chickens.
Chickens. That is weird. I wonder if you can eat chicken. I mean, you have a fear of the bird, but would you be able
if
to
somebody
eat it?
Served you chicken,
right.
Would you be
yeah,
able
you're like, ah! Because yeah, it's still the bird.
I'm afraid of fried chicken?
Right, exactly. Chicken
yeah, I'm just saying they can still eat it.
I don't know. I'd have a tough time eating snake.
Why? Would you feel like you conquered it?
No. I don't want to be near them. I certainly don't want it in my body.
Okay. Even if it's like a steak nugget, so you couldn't identify what it is.
Correct.
Do you know the root of this fear?
I mean, it's a phobia.
I know, but do you know the root of it? Was there an incident? Did something
Well,
happen?
Again, when I was a kid, one dropped out of a tree
that
behind the handball court and almost landed on us.
Okay.
Right. I mean,
well, see, that would justify it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just always been scared of them.
Can't believe you're playing handball.
Well, there was a handball court by the park.
But you were actually playing handball?
No, we were walking behind the handball court. Right. When I got older, we started playing it. But it was like right down
so
the street.
There was a chicken in a tree, and it fell on you.
Yes, a chicken in a tree. And that was that's what
I certainly don't have a fear of chickens. I've conquered that.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay. How do you feel about handball?
All right, your question. What does Chief Brody fire his gun at to kill the shark at the end of Jaws? Spoiler alert.
An oxygen tank.
You got it. That's it. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Ben, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I am on team sober. I'm still at work right now.
All right, then. Okay, what are you giving up for Lent? Pillows, socks, toothpaste, or deodorant?
I'm giving up socks. That's a no-brainer for me. I got shoes that I don't need socks for at home, and they fit quite literally like a glove.
What do you do at work?
I work in roadside, so I'm the guy who goes around and helps you out with a new battery, flat tire swap out, or if you lock your keys in the car.
Gotcha.
So when you say your shoes fit like a glove, does that mean that your feet look like hands?
In a sense, the shoes I'm talking about, they're called toe shoes.
Are they the ones that have the individual toes on the end?
Yeah.
Those things are so weird. Are they comfortable, man? Because every time I see someone in them, I just stare at their feet.
I used to see guys doing half marathons or whatever race I was running. However,
and those things.
They were wearing those things. And I was just like, man, that's... I could not do that.
They're some of the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn.
All right.
Because Castle's wife, she wears them. I mean, she runs. And I think I've seen her run in them.
I had a buddy that wore them. He still might wear them all the time. The only time I thought it was a little ridiculous was we read a November, Sounders playoff game.
And he's wearing those?
Yeah. And then somebody spilled, he somehow beer spilled on him. And he was like, wow. And I was like, dude, there might be a time and place to just wear a normal shoe.
Yeah. Look, don't wear shoes that you love to a sporting event. That would be my first thing. All right, your question. How many times is a Roman numeral's value increased if it has a line over it?
If it has a line over it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 100?
10?
1,000.
1,000.
All right. Your question. In what state was the capital of the Confederacy during most of the Civil War?
Ooh. Oh, was that? I was going to take a guess here. South Carolina.
What city?
State.
He said state.
Oh, you said what state?
Virginia.
Yeah. Virginia. Virginia.
Was it Richmond?
It was Richmond, okay. Yes.
What was it first, though? It didn't start in Richmond.
Atlanta,
it didn't.
Maybe? Yeah, I was thinking between Richmond and Atlanta.
It might have been South Carolina.
Logical choices.
All right, your question. What is the technical name for your voice box?
Oh, is that your larynx?
Got it. Yeah. Nice job, man.
I'd be talking to Crystal Lake.
Right. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
I call it the Fun Zone.
I call it the Bun Zone.
Hello, Mikey, or is it Mickey? Welcome to the men's room.
It's Mikey and Liquor and Whores.
Liquor and Whores.
Liquor and Whores, Mikey.
Sober, not sober?
I'm sober. I gave up alcohol for Lent.
Oh, you did?
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool. All right, Mikey. So what else you get?
Guys.
What else
Me and my brother were at Live Night on Friday.
Yeah.
Great show. We loved it.
Thank
it was
you,
a lot
man.
Of fun.
Cool. Appreciate thank you, man.
All right, you're going to give up one more thing besides alcohol. Will it be pillows, socks, toothpaste, or deodorant?
I'd say pillows. I have a great way of sleeping on my stomach that pillows kind of hurts. So pillows.
You always sleep on your stomach?
Sometimes. There's times when it feels better to sleep on my stomach, but other times, I just go to sleep on my side or on my back.
That's the only thing I can't do is sleep on my back.
Really?
I cannot do it.
I'm a side sleeper for the most part, but in the middle of the night, I can roll over and flip on my back.
I can't do it.
Really?
I hate that.
I want to put a camera in my son's room to see what he does in his sleep. Like, you could make his bed, but by the time he gets up in the morning, it's like, man, do you have dreams of kung fu fighting? I mean, the fitted sheets torn off, the blankets are all twisted up. I mean, he's even like, look, dude, I don't know. It's weird. I'm like, I know. What the hell, man? All right. Your question. Whose garden is infiltrated by
Crystal Lake?
Damn it.
Whose garden is infiltrated by Crystal?
No. Sorry.
Who's pulling that thing of Karen will come out?
Whose garden is infiltrated by Peter Rabbit?
Oh, gosh.
Is Peter
Brown?
Peter Rabbit's doing the infiltrating.
Yes.
Because he's a rabbit.
Yes, Ted.
So whose garden?
You make this sound like an FBI investigation. So Peter Rabbit's the infiltrator. I understand. We'll keep our eye on him. It'd be Mr. McGregor's. Mr. McGregor's garden.
Oh, man. He's in Coach McGregor's garden?
Coach McGregor. Yeah.
Damn.
Never heard of that one.
Peter Rabbit.
Neither did I.
Why is his name Peter Rabbit? I mean, so what's your name? Steve Heumann.
They always are Peter, though, right? Peter Cottontail.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. Why are all rabbits Peter?
I don't know.
There's Bugs Bunny.
True.
And then there's Rabbit that's just Rabbit.
Who the hell is just Rabbit?
Winnie the Pooh.
It's just Rabbit?
Isn't he just Rabbit?
Seriously?
I don't know.
Everyone else has a name. They're just like,
yeah. The yellow rabbit from Winnie the Pooh. I think his name was just Rabbit.
Yeah, he's just
it
Rabbit.
Is just Rabbit.
He's kind of a D. But he is.
On a side note.
Like, Piglet's always chill. He's got your six. Tigger's kind of doing Tigger
stuff. Hyper. Yeah. Isn't Piglet, isn't he always nervous, though? Isn't he, like, always worried about crap?
Well, I'm not saying he's going to help, but he'll be there in the
okay,
fight.
Okay, I got you.
if you ever need a hype man, just call up Tigger. He's going to, like...
Oh, Tigger's your guy, for sure.
But, yeah, but he also might sleep with your girl.
He might, but Tigger's also the guy that's going to get your ass kicked for you.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the bar, it's like, oh, man, Tigger's at the pool table. It's going down.
Bouncing around.
All right. Your question, Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian island?
Oahu.
There you go.
I don't want to say that every time.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.